Welcome to episode 277 of the Family Podcast Network. Today we're going to have a little bit of a 2013 year in review episode today. We're going to cover a little bit about our new and notables, some of my favorite shows that we did, most downloaded, and some of the notable stuff that we did, as well as what is 2014 going to look like for the Family Podcast Network. Stay tuned for that and more.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids, and even those that don't, even in the year 2014. It doesn't matter if you're expecting, if you're a brand new mom and dad, or even if you're a longtime seasoned parent. You know, there's always something we can do to take our parenting to the next level. There always is. The date today is January the 6th, 2014. Boom, baby! Our topic for today is year in review of 2013. That's right. Today we're going to cover just a little bit of it. Just going to be a little bit of a different show. We kick off the 2014 year. And I first off want to extend just a welcome back, guys. Let me tell you, it feels good to be sitting behind the pilot seat again. It feels good to be behind a microphone. I thoroughly enjoyed my time off. My Christmas break with my family was wonderful. And for all my fellow shooters out there, it was a rifle-tastic year for me, and especially during Christmas. So it was just a wonderful holiday. Great time. I mean, the first part of it was wonderful traveling. We had a good, you know, we had that good hard snow and ice and all that stuff, which made it a lot of fun. And then we had, lots of travel, lots of time with family. And then I spent probably this entire last week in my pajamas. Yeah, we're talking my camo fleece, you know, drawers and I mean, that's just the way it was. And it was wonderful. Let me tell you, it was great. And we're hitting 2014 refreshed, feeling good, ready to hit it with even a lot of serious lessons that we picked up on just over Christmas. Remember, we talk about here, what makes a good parent is figuring out how to parent. What makes a good parent is just figuring out, I got a lot to figure out how to be a good parent. And so that was a lot of time to say the word parent, but you got to hang tight with me on this. So we're going to go through some of those as we go throughout the start of these next few months. Before we get into that, let's jump into our housekeeping for today. If you guys want to get notified of all the new shows that are coming out, this is actually particularly important. Facebook is jacking with us. A lot of you guys, I'm going to say the majority of you folks, connect with me through Facebook. Facebook's jacking with us, and they're slowly removing more and more of my posts, which means if you're signed up for me on Facebook, you're not seeing it unless I actually take the time to pay for the post, which I'm just not going to do. This is already free content, and I can't justify as a businessman going in there and buying posts for Facebook. And I know what they're trying to do. I get them trying to make some money, but can't do that. So if you guys want to make sure that you're not missing the episodes that are popping out because you've been watching them through Facebook, you need to jump over to thefamilypodcast.com. Over on the right-hand side, enter your name and your email address. Get yourself on our newsletter or our list. It goes out every time we put out a new show. I don't overload you guys with new stuff. Just what we're talking about for the day in the new episode. Don't forget, guys, if you are in this 2014 year looking at seeing about supporting the Family Podcast Network, you can do that for simple and cheap. If you feel like you're getting three dimes for every one of these episodes, consider becoming a member of the PTAC. That stands for Parents for Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. That's our fun play to say, hey, we want to support what you're doing, Trey. We love the show. We want to see it grow and continue to get bigger. You can do that. $5 a month. Trey, does that really help? You'd be amazed. The way this show was built was we could offer this stuff out in membership at low prices. Whenever you do become a member, you do get access to premium membership stuff only available to you guys as members, or you can do it at a year if you want to pay for it all at one time. And that does come at a little bit of a discount to you. Also, guys, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, something you want to hear about, or a topic that you wanted to get to on this, simple and easy way to do that, go to thefamilypodcast.com. You can click on the contact as part of that section up there that you can leave us any kind of message you want with any kind of questions. You can also call us 661-PARENT-0. Again, that number is 661-PARENT-0. You will not be going directly on the line, so you can actually prep your question in advance and ask your question right into basically a voicemail. Whenever we get that, we can put that on the show and air your questions. You can also call us through the SpeakPipe app application on the side of the website at thefamilypodcast.com. See that little right-hand side, a little green button over there that says Ask Trey a Question. Click on that. As long as you got a mic on your computer, your cell phone, or your iPad, you can ask your question directly through that as well. You can always email me at TreyGibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. We'll see about getting you guys your questions or whatever else, the article that you want to share on the show. All right, guys, I'm not going to make this go any longer. We could go really long because it's the first of the year and there's so many announcements and updates that we can make. But we're not going to do that today because I'm not going to hold you past 5 minutes for the intro segment today. So let's jump into our topic for today, which is the year in review of 2013. That's right. We're going to cover a little bit of some of the stuff that just what was the notables about 2013. And I think sometimes this is very important. I think it's important for us to do as a business, first off, for the Family Podcast Network. I think it's important just to take a look back and see where all we've come from. And some of you guys are my family and friends now. And I think it's important for us to stop and take a look back and kind of reminisce. Where do we come from? What are the things we went over? You know, what are those lessons that we started working on in the middle of March and June or whatever that we started working on because we heard Trey do this one show or whatever, and we forgot about it. We've kind of let some of that slide and let that go slack. So we're going to talk a little bit of what are some of my favorites from this year. Now, you guys got to realize, the majority of what I teach about here, whenever I bring stuff to the Family Podcast Network, guess who's working on that same very stuff currently? In most cases, I'm already working on it. If I'm not working at it in this moment, I've been working on it recently, and that's why it's fresh on my heart, and that's why I'm bringing it up in the middle of the show. And so we're going to go over some of those for me personally, and I would encourage you to take a look back in some of the 2013 archives and take a look. What were you learning about? What were you gaining? What were you thinking about? What were you working on for this last year? Because I think it's going to help us kind of get refocused here for 2014. What are our goals as parents? I just read a research article just the other day that showed that people that have goals, predetermined goals that they are aware of in their lives and they're working towards, have a tendency to be happier and do better and be more successful in life. So you want to be successful as a parent? You got to set up goals. You got to know where you're headed with your parenting. What do you want to do? What do you want to have? How do you want to be different this next year in 2014? Because the reality is, if nothing changes, nothing changes. If you don't do any kind of change in this next year moving into 2014 as a parent, nothing's going to be any different. And if you don't get anything different in your life, your kids won't have anything different in their life, and you're going to be looking at repeating the same old stuff in the same old way and getting frustrated all over again. Maybe you say, well, Trey, that's well and good and all, but that's not a big deal. We're also going to cover the most downloaded shows that happened this last year. And I was surprised when I pulled the statistics out on my statistics program. I was surprised to see what number one was. You guys are going to get to hear about that today. And then we're going to kind of cover what were some of the neat stuff that we did this last year. And then we're going to talk about where what next? What's going to happen to the Family Podcast Network in the year 2014? Where are we going? Where are we headed? What's the next move for us here? We'll talk a little bit about that and more. So let's go ahead and jump into what were some of my favorites? Because, you know, the reality is, I mean, not every show that I kick out is my favorite. A lot of the shows that I do, I love. A lot of the shows I even do, in some cases, I do at the request of other people, but they're not my favorite. Some of the ones that I pick out to do aren't my favorite. There's just some of those episodes that, to me, in my opinion, are some of the most powerful, some of the most heavy-hitting. And we're going to go through some of those today. And I have to absolutely start with what I think is probably the single-handed, most important, most enjoyable that I went through. If there was anything that I would say absolutely was my best shows of all time, even, it would start with the Hard at War series. I think it started with episode 232, Why We've Got to Stop Seeing Kids as Inferior. And you see, this is where we introduce the entire idea that there's two ways that we can see our kids. Number one, we can see our kids as people. Little people, not little adults. We're not saying we treat little kids as little adults or anything like that. But we see them as little people. And as such, little people have emotions and feelings and thoughts and ideas and disappointments just like we do. And when we can learn to see our kids as people, they have a tendency to respond better to us. But the reality being is that more often than not, we treat our kids like objects. Good parents. And I'm talking the crappy of, you know, the scourge of all parents. I'm talking about good parents, just like you, just like me. No, not just like me. Me. I've done this. We treat our kids as objects. And when we do that, we're often seeing our kids as inferior, and we're not even aware of it. And the way that we respond to them, the way that we view them, doesn't come out right. We can't figure out why our kids are so frustrated with us. And it boils everything down to this one simple idea. And it's that our kids respond and care way more about how we see them, how we view them, than what we say to them, what we do with them. So if we're seeing our kids as turds or as jerks or whatever else. We're not seeing them for what they really are. We moved on to part two of the series to talk a little bit about how so many parents want their kids to make changes in their lives, but they miss a crucial step. They miss the idea of changing their own hearts. And so we, in our own ways, create warfare with our kids, and we cannot figure out why. And we often instigate and cause the very problems that we say that we hate. We went on to part three of it, and it was called We Create Our Own Problems and Conflict. It was a great, I'm telling you guys, if y'all need to listen to three, if there's only three that I can, or four that I can get you to listen to, I need you to get you to listen to these last few. This is also episode 233. Heart at War, We Create Our Own Problems and Conflict. This episode, we talked a little bit about how parents aren't actually fighting or conflicting with their kids. They're actually in collusion with them. And how we get to this mindset of thinking to where the very things that we say that we want from our kids, we want them to act well or act good or act polite or act kind, we're not really wanting. Because everything that we're doing is doing nothing but inviting them to be little buttheads back to us. So we act like butts to them because we need them to be butts to us. And along goes the cycle around and around. And we need that from them. We talk a little bit about that as well. And then one of my favorite ones is how we kind of wrapped up this entire series. Is episode 238, Silence the Cannons, Unlearning the Heart of War. And we talk a little bit about how do we get to the point to where we're not fighting with our kids anymore? How do we get out of that collusion circle with them? So if you need just four amazing episodes, I highly recommend that you go listen to those. I have a couple more. This was a hard pick for me because I really went through a lot of these. I was like, oh, yep, that one and maybe two of that. Another one of my personal favorites was one called, it was episode 209, Shame on You, Shaming in the Parenting Toolbox. You know, one of the things that was real popular this year, and I've seen it in the previous years, but there seemed to be kind of a spike in it this year, is how many Facebook memes and Twitter memes I saw kind of floating around about parents shaming their kids. So there was the dad who blasted the holes in the kid's laptop on the video. There was the mom, you know, who ridiculed that, you know, there were the pictures of the kids hanging up their posters or their pictures or whatever, you know, saying, you know, because I chose to put, you know, me drinking alcohol on Facebook, I'm now grounded from it for a month. And all those various kinds, the one of the dad who was just making fun of the little kid in the background having a meltdown fit and whatnot. And so this was just kind of a year to where parenting was really kind of, you know, you get all these thumbs up and way to go, dad, that's awesome. And all that stuff about parents that are just shaming their kids who screwed up. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't see any of these situations to where I thought, yeah, that kid did something pretty stupid. Little girl who wrote crap about her parents, you know, on her fake Facebook account, and the dad found her laptop and shot it, you know. Do I think she was probably being a turd? Yeah. I think it's pretty stinking likely that she was. But these kids that are screwing up and these parents that are using shame to try to force compliance from their kids. So episode 209, we kind of discussed about shaming in the parenting toolbox and how these overt shaming and even subtle shaming are so, so destructive. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you don't do anything about these situations. But the way that these parents are handling them by ridiculing them is something they would never allow their child to do to them. And if we would never let a kid do it to us, why would we do it to someone else? Shame was a good one. It was a big thing this year. It was a good one. Okay, let's see. I think we're going to wrap it up on my favorites because really I had about three or four of them, but I don't want to spend too much time today. We're just starting out 2014, and we're going to be kicking this off. So I'm not looking to turn this into a huge episode today. So let's move on to the most downloaded shows of 2013. I was surprised when I saw what the top downloaded were. Number one, top load downloader. We're talking about, we used my statistical stuff to search from January 1st, 2013, all the way to January 1st, 2014. Number one most downloaded episode was actually episode 276, the very last episode, The Gift of Giving. It was our Christmas special. I was absolutely and fundamentally shocked about that. We've just had so many major hitters that, you know, I mean, I could have understand like for the month if maybe it was, right? But this was for an entire year. It was the single number one most downloaded episode The Gift of Giving. Now, let me tell you, it was a great episode. Oh, man. And it is so relevant outside of anything that has to do with just Christmas and the gift of giving. That mentality of teaching kids to be giving is so powerful. But I was absolutely surprised. Second most download show of 2013, episode 252, Teaching Intelligence. Smarts aren't fixed. Yeah, you heard me right. We talk a little bit about that was kind of when we were doing a self-improvement podcast series that was actually wildly popular. We got lots of fan feedback on that about how they liked it. But we were doing kind of a self-improvement podcast, kind of a series there, and talking about how do we increase not only our kids' intelligence but our own. But one of the things we discuss is that there's new research that's cracking out that's very popular right now. And we're discussing, they're discussing how everybody's kind of assumed that, like, your intelligence quotients, your IQ is a solid state number. So you have an intelligent quotient of X, and that if your potential, your capacity for potential is limited to, once you've expanded that out to the maximum of your knowledge. And what they're beginning to find is that whenever they teach people that intelligence is something that is not fixed, that you can either grow or allow to atrophy, metaphorically speaking, that kids have a tendency to go off the charts. For instance, whenever we teach them that, your brain is a muscle. And so we kind of flip some of that around, and we talk a little bit about the five things that we at the Casa de Gibson do to help strengthen intelligence in our family. It's a great episode, but I wanted it to be something that helped you rethink it. That your intelligence as a parent, your ability to be a person, not just a parent, but a person out there being smart, intelligent, is not contingently hooked to a level of amount of smarts that are static. In other words, your smarts aren't fixed. You can grow them or atrophy them at any time that you want to. And I wanted you to be that way because I want you to be able to pass that to your kids. If you can teach your kids that their smartness is a muscle, their smartness in their brain is a muscle, and you can grow that and work that and raise that intelligence quotient, things go really well for them. So I highly recommend that episode. Just a great, great episode. And let's see, I think we're going to go at least to number three here. Number three most downloaded was episode 242, What If Siblings Could Really Get Along? See, this one doesn't surprise me that it was high on the list, because I think this is the question that many parents have is, how do I keep my kids from fighting? And so a lot of this episode was actually birthed out of a social experiment with my children. And I've kind of had a belief system, because we always talk about how siblings are going to fight each other and they're always going to be competing for attention and all that stuff. And Corey and I have really sought, Corey's my wife, by the way, for the new listeners. Corey and I have really sought to try to eliminate that. I'm not just as much as possible. I mean, let's eliminate that. Can we get it to a point that our kids are not fighting all the time? Now, am I trying to purport that our kids never fight? No. But what I am trying to purport is that my kids rarely fight. We're talking once, maybe twice a week, will they ever get to a point where they have an argument or disagreement, or they're tugging at something like a toy that they don't want to let go. And you've got to understand that my kids range everything from 1 year old to 7 year old. My other adopted by heart kiddo is already in college. And so, you know, the ones that we've got in home right now are at that age where they should all be bickering and fighting and punching and all that other good stuff. And we're not having that issue. And so the episode 242 is explaining how we got our kids there, because they're not some whiz-bang, oh my God, socially exempt individuals. They're just like all other kids. But we've set it up where there's an advantage in their relationships going well. And some other things that we do as well. So we talk in that episode about how to eliminate the majority of sibling rivalry and bickering. And why is it that we see kids fighting so much, and the steps that you can do to trim that down, if not remove it, almost completely. And I know that's an audacious claim, and I'm not trying to claim that as like some sort of little, you know, panacea elixir that if you just rub it on your forehead and everything will be all better or something like that. But you put these stuff into effect, it works. I'm telling you, I've watched this stuff work. And anyway, fascinating stuff. Great episode if you want to go check that out. So, all right, let's see. I'm going to take one more look to see what we have as the next highest. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Next most popular one was episode 256. We're not just raising a spoiled generation. We're raising an entitled one. This one was big. We talked in this one about how we're starting to see an outcropping, a generation of kids that not only are spoiled, but they feel like they're entitled. They're spoiled. They don't realize what they have and how they are not, they're not special to that point that they deserve these extra things. They're just in a good place, but they've become entitled to believe that they deserve it. But here's the flip side to this one. What was the zinger on this one? We discussed in that episode how it's nobody's fault but our own as parents. We've pushed our kids to the point to where they've had no natural consequences or failures or pains or struggles. And because of that, kids are ultimately unable, I mean literally unable, to be successful because they have no failure. And we talk in that show, how do we counter that? How do we move around that? How do we get our kids to where they can be successful and not feel entitled and feel that experience of blessing? It's absolutely possible, but it's very proactive in this culture because of everything that we naturally get taught to do. Just a great, great lineup this year, man. Let me tell you, we crested the 35,000 downloads this last year. I mean, dang, that is incredible. That's a lot of downloads. It's a lot of downloads. We had some of the most amazing guests on this last year. Guests like Conley Ricketts, Amy Quickle and Leslie Ambrosich, Renee Mercer, Judy McNamee, best-selling author Andy Andrews, even John Fuller over from Focus on the Family. I mean, it was just, in terms of interviews, man, this was just such a rich year. I mean, since the inception of Family Podcast interviews, we have always had very strong interviews that we've come on here. I mean, we always have. The people that get attracted to this place have a tendency to be pretty switched on individuals, by my estimation. They're pretty switched on individuals. They think very accordingly, like the majority of us that listen to this show. And so they're already good folks. But this year, I packed so many of them in to one place. We've got a special guest that I'm hoping we're going to be able to get on here within the next few weeks. But I've been working on her for about 6 months now, and working with her agent to see if we can get her on. And I kind of just got to that point where I was like, I'm tired of going after this. But her agent actually touched base with me right there before Christmas break started and said, hey, we're actually interested. Let's get her on. So anyways, got a new book coming out. Anyway, well, I don't want to give too much away. We'll get into some of that as we get going. But we've got a pretty big deal that's coming up for that. So we've just had such a bang up amount of switched on folks come on and just give you guys, man, I don't know how to say it, but expertise in a way that I could never provide. You know, the thing about doing this is that I'm limited to what my strengths, what my experiences are, the things that I go through, the areas of my research that fascinate me. But there reaches a point to where I just don't have, the skill set or the time or the desire to research bedwetting like Renee Mercer has. And she has just gone so deep into helping parents, you know, work with bedwetting, from the store that she's created for the stuff that you can buy to help make that easier, all the way to the information that she provides. And it's so, so good. You know, this year, Family Podcast got to make connections with folks like Amy Quickle and Leslie Ambrosich over at Dare to Parent. And I really think that that's the beginning of a very long relationship between FPN and Dare to Parent. And I think you guys are going to hear them come on more. They came on twice this last year. And I think these ladies have got something figured out. And this is the kind of stuff that I think is happening is that you're beginning to see there is a reason why we called it the Family Podcast Network. And the goal has always been to see about taking like-minded individuals who see things the way that we see them as listeners to the Family Podcast Network, and how do we connect each other? And I'm not just talking about connecting you as parents. That's one part of it that I've always wanted. I've always wanted to see the Family Podcast Network forum up and running and flying. And just seeing you guys sit down and asking each other's questions, and man, what do y'all do about this? And how do y'all handle that? And I think there's going to come a day where that forum is going to be just littered with topics and questions. And frankly, I'm going to set it up. I want you guys running it. But we're not there. So if there's anybody out there who's really feeling the desire to want to run some forums and see about getting our forums going and getting people over there talking, and you'd have to be able to do some recruiting or build a team to where you could do some recruiting and get people over there and get people talking, I'm interested in that. Again, I want to see you guys be able to connect with people and ask questions. But more importantly, what I want to do is I want to build just a network of folks that think like, you know, the way that Amy and Leslie do, the way that Conley does. You know, I want to get a group together that think like Judy McNamee, and I want us to all be able to come together and sit down and work together. I'm trying to avoid things that come off cliche here, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to succeed at that. But I want to pull folks in, like Jim Okterski, talking about, you know, the step family. And how to be a stepdad, how to be a step-parent, and effectively make that transition. Especially when you sometimes have to do it so fast. I want to create a network of folks who are able to sit down and be there for you guys. So that when you come to me and say, Trey, I've got this question about what do I do if I'm having a hard time as a step-parent. And I'm looking at that going, man, I have zero experiences whatsoever in that. But let me tell you, we've got a guy here on our expert roundtable, who knows more about this than most people have put together in a way, who can explain it in a way that helps us go, oh, way more than I can. He can take that way deeper than I can. And I just want to be able to hand that off and just say, let me connect you with Jim and sit down and maybe we even turn and make a show out of it or something like that. But I've always wanted to see there be a networking of all the folks who think like we do, who are in this professionally, that are there for you guys, that can sit down and make a consortium of different websites and ideas and places where we can share ideas and be the absolute best flapping parents we could ever imagine. And I'm not just saying that because, oh, we'll figure out how to not screw up. What I mean is we get to a point to where we can adapt and overcome as quickly as human possibly when we begin to make human error in our parenting. How can we do that quickly? How can we get to the point where we go right to the people that know what we need to do, who have been there, who have had experience, or even had experience helping other people through it? How can we get those connected as quickly as possible? And that's some of the things that we're talking about going this next year, is we're going to begin to really, we've got the family and we got the podcast down. I really want to spend 2014 working on the networking. I want to begin connecting with people. A lot of the folks that we've had on the show as guests are longtime firm listeners, and they've been listening for a long time, and they'll probably continue to listen for a long time. And so a lot of this today is even kind of a message to you folks. Now, all of you guys who've been on who listen to the show, y'all know at the very end of our interviewing, one of the things that I probably did with you was I said, hey, listen, I'm looking for ways that we can really connect. How can I help you succeed? How can I help you grow and get bigger? The purpose behind that has always been for this very capitulating point right here. I want to bring us all together. I want to bring us to a point to where we can work with each other. How can Trey help you out? How can you help Trey out? How can we help get to that point to where parents that have these questions that need them answered, how do we get us connected to the right place? Because I'm not the right place for everybody, and I'm very, very aware of that. You see, that's been the purpose of everything. That's where we're moving this next year, is let's begin networking people together. Let's network a group of these folks together around this idea that Family Podcast has started. And let's network parents together to connect not only with you guys in forums and understanding these ideas, but other parents that have tried other things, and get you guys talking and suggesting and making ideas and making friends. God forbid maybe we make friends, and God forbid that maybe one of these days we're all going to link up one of these days and have like a big family day at a park or something like that, where all the FPN folks are going to come out and we're going to have a meetup. Maybe one day. I've already got three gentlemen. The beautiful thing about getting to build your own show and your own audience, I've already got three guys who have extended invitations to meet up one of these days, and we're going to go shooting at the range. And let me tell you, to you three gentlemen, you know who you are. Yes, it's done. All that matters is we're going to work out the logistics, and I got to get some reloading done. Boom, it's done. Great year. So that's another big piece of what we're talking about moving this next year. This next year, I really want to start looking at what can we offer you guys. You know, there's two parts of this that I have to balance very carefully. You have to balance two sides of something. You have to balance that part of it that's passionate for you, that's your heart. The desire to help has always been the overarching principle behind Family Podcast Network. Let's get out there and let's teach you guys and let's show you guys and let's talk about what works. Let's talk about what we totally screwed up with. Let's be honest and let's be open. But fundamentally, let's figure out how do we treat our kids like human beings and not objects. That's been the entire purpose of this show. But I have to balance that with the other side, and that's the business side of this. This has to become profitable for me. They say, oh, well, Trey, a lot of people are so funny about money nowadays. And so that you hear the word profitable and all they see is, you know, the dirty capitalist type mentality of the banker sitting up there wringing their hands and the Rothschilds and all the other stuff like that. Which I'm not poo-pooing on those mentalities. For those of you guys who understand what I'm talking about, I'm not poo-pooing on some of the conspiracy theories that are out there. I think there's some validity to many of what we're hearing here. But what good is a program if it's not profitable? Because I can't expand it or move it or grow it or do any of that stuff. So I have to balance it with this. And you really have to temper each other with both of them. You have something that you're all heart for, but you're not making money off of. That's a poor business model. And it's unsustainable. And when you're trying to raise a family as big as mine, that's important. I cannot justify the amount of time I spend doing this if I'm not making some profit off of it. So you have to think this way. So you have to temper the heart and the passion with that piece of it. But you also have to temper the business and the profitability of it with the heart piece of it. So there's always kind of that dichotomy that's falling back and forth. And one of the goals has been to begin finding an equilibrium in that. And in 2013, one of the most notable things was Family Podcast, 1 month together back to back in 2 months. The first month, it became completely self-sufficient, which means that no longer was my business coming out of pocket from me and my wife from the day jobs that we run. And then the next month, it made its first profit. I actually made money this year. Now, it was so little bitty bit. But I'm going to tell you, when you've spent this much time, you spent this much effort, and I don't just mean the recording the podcast is fun. I enjoy, if y'all can't tell, I enjoy talking. But what have I worked hard on? I've worked hard on building relationships with you folks. Building up relationships with people that trust me, that come and listen to every single one of my shows every week and write me and send me emails and talk about how we've been helpful to them. You see, that's the things that matters to me. That's the things that I feel I've worked the hardest on. But all the ultimate goal is to create profitability in this, because one of these days, what do I really want to do? I want to be able to step out of a day job and move right into Family Podcast Network and use this as the primary bread and butter, because then I've got time to spend on this instead of trying to sneak it in at, what are we at, 12:43 a.m. on Monday morning. I want to not have to do that. I want to be able to work during the middle of the day and get this stuff done and really give you guys good, solid stuff at FPN. So that's another idea about where we're going this next year. So let's see about boosting that. What can we offer you guys? What are things that you all are needing that this place can provide? What are you guys needing from me that we can give to you? We can put together a bang-up package based off of what we believe here that you are needing. See, that's the question I've been trying to answer. Some of you guys that have been subscribed, you know, one of the things I do not do is I never abuse my email list. You guys on my email list are so precious to me. And I'm sorry if, you know, men out there just got offended at that. But I mean that in the sense you're important. You're so important to me because you guys are the folks that I get direct access to, and I never want to burn that. So I've only sent out two messages this last year that did not have to do with email updates, and they both were trying to just get a feel for what are people needing? What are people wanting? What can I create for you guys that you're like, oh my God, yes, we need that so bad. I'll pay for that. We need that so bad in our household. We're trying to find that, and I still haven't solved I haven't answered that question yet. My wife has suggested public speaking, which is something that I eventually would like to do, because eventually I would like to offer a video series here. But we haven't gotten to that yet. So that's the other thing that we're going to be looking for, is what are you guys needing? What can we be providing for you? And I'm thinking creative, not just hard, tangible products. I'm trying to think of anything. So be thinking about that, guys. How can I help you guys? What are y'all needing right now? Because I want to get it to you. One of the last things that I want to do for 2014 is kind of a major overarching goal, is I want to give you guys a little more window into our life. We get a lot of requests, like for pictures and kind of wanting to see how we do things and what we do. And people really want to connect with you on a life level. And I think whenever you do this, it helps bring a sense of, oh yeah, okay, Trey's kids act like little hellions sometimes. Yes, they do. And I think it really adds a level of humanity to it. And so I've been trying to think over the Christmas break, and how do we bring that to you guys? And I sought out the permissions of all my family, because I can't do that without having their express permission first. And I really reached out to my family and I asked them about seeing if I can use more of our life and pictures and things like that on the show. And they all have given me permission to, with the exception of Charlotte, who just kind of Googled and glared at me. But yeah, she's my 1-year-old, by the way. And so anyway, I really want to give you guys a little more glimpse inside of our family, so y'all can see kind of the inner workings. How do we do these things? What are these? Is this just a bunch of crap that Trey talks on a microphone all day, or does this actually get put into practice? And the answer is yes. Everything we talk about here actually gets practiced. And I'll tell you this: I screw every one of it up sometimes. And I want to give you guys a little more insight into that and to see some of that. So we've been trying to find some fun ways to kind of spice it up a little bit, because I've heard you guys who have sent the emails and the requests and the contact us page stuff talking about, you know, wanting to know what does that look like, you know, who, you know, how big is your kiddo and stuff like that. I hear you on that, and I think we've got a way that we're going to be able to squeeze that in this next year, so you guys can be, you know, get a little connected, a little more connected with our family. And so anyway. Well, guys, I think that's actually all we're going to have for this episode of the Family Podcast, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. I do want to say Happy New Year, guys. I'm glad you guys are with me for the 2014 year. I'm pumped about this year for this show and for what it's going to mean for us as parents as we continue to take our parenting to that next level. Guys, I hope you guys have a great day and a great week. And if nothing else, we'll see you on Wednesday.